We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
To the bonus hour. Yay, bonus hour. Dun, 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 dun.
Hey.
Hey.
Dun, dun,
hey. Dun,
dun,
dun, dun.
Hey.
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 You know what? I finally got my cowbell from Amazon, and I didn't bring it to work with me. I got to go upstairs and bring the cowbell down. I got a cowbell. I'm so excited.
Anyway, nice.
We're all here. We're as we always say at this time of the morning, we're taking our bras off and letting them all hang out. We just did our 4-hour show that we're paid to do. Now we're doing our totally free, let's volunteer and do another hour show. Thank you for your volunteerism. Is there such a word? Let's start off with Z100 weather. It is not nice. As a matter of fact, I'm out here at the farm. I just saw a tree fall over. So we just lost a tree. So we've got that going for us. Scary, what's our official Z100 forecast?
We got rain all the way through 7 o'clock tonight. Heavy downpours possible, of course, and flooding in certain areas. Wind gusts past 60 miles an hour, and there's now a tornado watch in effect for parts of Jersey. It's possible.
What parts?
I don't know. I saw that. I have to scroll back up on my Doppler weather.
We'll find
radar.
Out. You know, and New Jersey looks like a side shot of Abraham Lincoln. Can you tell us where on Abraham Lincoln's head we have a tornado watch? Find out. Let me know.
Absolutely. And it's going up to 66, and right now it's 57 degrees.
When's it going to clear up? Do we have a nice day tomorrow, or maybe the next day?
Tomorrow's going to be great. Tomorrow is sunny and 58. Oh.
Hey, did anyone else get a chance to go outside and get a little sunshine yesterday? That was beautiful.
It was gorgeous yesterday. My goodness.
You're the only one? Danielle, just you and me? Okay.
By myself, standing around. All
right. The rest of you can just suck it, okay? Thank you. Thanks for participating. No, Elvis, I didn't get a chance to go out yesterday. My life sucks. You know what? There are a lot of people checking in on texting today. We're still on the text messages. If you want to send us your thoughts, send them right now to 55100. Who's eating earlier? Who is eating more dessert?
Both. I don't know if I'm eating earlier, if I'm eating so late that it feels like it's earlier because it's like rolling into the next morning. Like dinner's at 6 a.m.
Yeah, really? Yeah, we're finding that we're eating earlier and earlier and going to bed earlier and earlier, and there's a lot of good TV we're missing. What about you, Froggy? Are you eating later or earlier?
Who just never stops eating? Like you start one meal and then you just keep eating until it's time for the next meal and the next meal.
Oh, grazing. My gosh, yeah. We call that grazing. Yeah. Line one is Joanne. Let's go see what Joanne's doing. Maybe Joanne is an essential worker delivering something essential from her truck. All trucks are essential right now. Joanne, what are you delivering in the back of the hall there?
I am delivering Budweiser beer.
Woo!
Oh, yeah! We like that.
You know,
and
Joanne,
the funny thing is, I don't even like beer. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you don't have to, but you know people need it. So there was a big debate online the other night. Liquor stores, are they essential or not? And it was almost 50-50. Half the people said, no, they're not essential. Close them down. And I'm like, stop.
No, they're essential by far.
Let me put it to you this way, Joanne, and you should know this. All of our friends who are working for hours and hours on end in hospitals, when they get home, they need to sit down, and if they want, they need to have a nice little glass of wine to relax. I do think it's a very essential thing. So if not for us, do it for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I agree.
So you agree. Joanne, please be careful. And we do agree that everyone driving a truck is very essential. And so when you see a truck, give them space, give them room. Joanne is coming on through with her Budweiser.
Amen.
Amen, sister. You be careful out there on the road, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. I love your show. I listen to it every day. I discovered it by becoming an over-the-road truck driver. That's how I discovered your show. And I know it's exciting. And my daughter, for Christmas, bought me a Sirius XM radio because I was only able to get your show in certain markets, you know, as I'm driving through certain cities. So now I get it every day because I have a Sirius XM radio.
Well, I love that. You know, you can also listen on your iHeartRadio app, which is totally for free, so you can get rid of Sirius XM. No offense to them. All right, well, thank you, Joanne. Be careful out there. It's a crazy, crazy world out there on the highway. You know that.
Will do. You know what?
All right, thank you very, very much. I love that. You know what? We have discovered during this pandemic, as we do these shows, that truckers are such a huge portion of our listening audience, and I'm so happy we've discovered this. They are so needed and so loved, and it took something like this for us to finally figure that out. Hey, let's go around the room. I'm going to see what's on your mind as we get the bonus hour started on Z100. We'll start with you, Gandhi. What's going on to that bean of yours?
Not too much at the moment, but I love comedy specials, and I told you earlier about one I didn't like too much, but if there's one you could check out, I would give Michelle Wolf a try because she is super funny. She hosted the White House, the press dinner.
Right, the press corps thing.
The corps.
Oh, yeah, she did not make many friends that night.
She did not make many friends that night, but I watched her stand-up special called Joke Show, and I was laughing so hard. She's hilarious, so if you want to give her a shot, it's on Netflix right now, and I know you're probably not doing anything else, so why not?
All right. What about you, Scary? What's on your mind today?
You know, I rarely get moved to tears by watching like anything online, but there's this heavy metal band from the 90s and 2000s, you know, the band Disturbed. They did a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence. I know, Elvis, you saw it. It's this black and white video with all these images back and forth juxtaposed of what we're going through right now. And I gotta say, it hit me in the feels. It got to me. I am like, oh my God, am I crying?
Is
I'm not crying. You're crying. It's crazy. Anyway, go Google
it. Is.
A Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
It's incredible. This video, I mean, it will, it'll hit you. If you need to be hit, you know, just wait until you need to be hit, then watch it. Hey, what's up with you today, Froggy?
You know, for other people working from home, I'm sure you're feeling the struggle. My family doesn't understand that I'm working from home. I'm working. They're out there making noise, having a good time, getting the dogs to bark. They walk in here, ask me what I'm doing. I'm like, guys, I'm working. Like, leave me alone and please be quiet. So if you are at home with somebody else who's working, please respect the fact that they're working and just let them get their stuff done. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Leave Froggy alone, basically. Just lock the door, Froggy. Can you lock him out?
No, they're loud. They bang on the door. What are you doing? What do you want to do later? We're not doing anything. We're sitting at home. We're doing it.
We're working. Danielle, what's on your mind today?
So normally when we're not in a pandemic, my house is very busy. We're always going to soccer practices and a lot of sporting events. And so we're either eating on the run a lot of times or we're eating at school when the kids are in school. I did not realize how much boys eat. Oh my gosh, because we are home so much, I am going through 2 loaves of bread every like 2 or 3 days. Boys eat a lot of freaking food. Yeah. Thank gosh school feeds them a lot and we eat out a lot. I can't keep the food in the house. I'm constantly ordering food or sending someone to the grocery store to get food. Boys, I cannot believe it. Freaking boys eat a lot of damn food.
Well, tell them to stop eating. Now tell them to stop eating. It's dangerous to be out. We should stay home. Tell them that they're making everyone. They're putting everyone in danger by being so hungry. Line 5 is Jim and Lorenzo calling in to say good morning. Hi, Jim and Lorenzo. We got 2 of you on one phone call. It's a bonus, just like this bonus Z100 hour. What's going on, Jim, Lorenzo?
We want to give a big shout out to our sanitation workers. All of our trash cans down our street are overflowing from all the takeout food and everyone hunkered down. So big shout out. We'd like to give them a little cash tip here in South Florida, and we're seeing sunshine, but let's get over this already.
Look at that. You got sunshine. Up here in New York, where we're at Z100, it looks like I'm waiting for Dorothy and Toto to fly by the window. I mean, it's bad weather. Where are you guys in Florida?
We're in Boca Raton, and it's currently 84, but it's very breezy. But we didn't get the big rain that everybody else is getting up in Atlanta and everywhere else.
Yeah. Well, Jim, Lorenzo, boring. I mean, bored. I mean, I'm not bored. I'm not boring. What am I saying? Oh my God, my brain just had a severe brain fart. I was about to say, I'm jealous. God, are you guys getting brain farts more and more these days?
All the time. Yes.
Every day. And Elvis, we love your show. We love all you guys. We think you guys are wonderful.
Thank you, Jim and Lorenzo. You guys stay safe with each other, and thank you for listening. You're right. Sanitation workers, thanks for putting up with all of our mountains of crap, and thanks for keeping us clean. Without you, this would be a nightmare. All right. Thank you, Jim and Lorenzo. You guys have a safe day today, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Thanks for listening to us on Z100. Yeah, Scary, what's going on?
Someone's just checking in at 55100 that they are delivering for FedEx, soaking wet right now all over the city, Midtown, Queens, and Long Island. So shout out to FedEx and UPS and those people.
Everyone who's out there working outside, I'm so sorry. Some days, I mean, it's beautiful. Man, like if you worked yesterday, that was a stunning day to work. Today sucks ass. anyway, Alex just went to the grocery store. I had to give him the list of rules. Make sure you have your mask on. Make sure you observe the arrows on the lanes. You're going up and down. You don't want to go against the traffic. If someone in front of you is stopped and reading the labels, you have to stop and let them read the labels. Don't pass them. Don't get close to them. There are a lot of rules and regulations to go to the grocery store these days.
Definitely.
I don't know. I'm so excited to think about the days ahead, and we have many, many, many days until we get to the days ahead. Do you think... Is it silly to ask where you think we are in this? Do you think we're halfway through, or does anyone have an opinion at all? Or is it just, we don't know?
It's so tough because we were having this conversation a little bit earlier today. You want to make guesses, but none of us have any idea. It seems like we're getting conflicting information from everywhere, and it's tough to make that call. And then you don't want to set your hopes too high or set them too low. So it's just like, you got to let go. Let it happen.
Right. I will tell you, I definitely don't want to go out and live life to the fullest until we know it's safe to do so. Right. The thought of going to a concert or a game or something is like, I'm not ready for that quite yet. I don't know if we should be thinking that way. Maybe we should stay safe so this thing can just go away. Yeah, what's up, Froggy?
I got an advertisement in the mail on Friday or Saturday for season tickets to a sporting event. And I'm like, I'm not sure I'm ready to do that yet. I think I'm going to wait on that. I'm not sure that I'm ready to go sit in a stadium and be that close to anybody. I don't mean anybody, and high five and hug and cheer and do whatever else. I'm just not sure we're back to that yet. And I don't know exactly. Lisa asked, what will tell you that we are there? And I'm not sure. I'm not sure what will say, okay, I'm ready to go do that again. I do want to do it again. I don't know what I want.
We become scared. We become scared, and there's a good reason. Fright keeps you alive. It's called survival, right? We're hearing tonight on Z100. We're doing our concert tonight. What time is it?
It's midnight.
Oh, yeah, yep. The midnight concerts. We do this almost every night on Z100. Tonight, make sure you're listening to Z100 tonight, Froggy. It's Backstreet Boys tonight at midnight.
What? Hey.
Yeah. It's a 30-minute encore of one of our iHeartRadio theater performances. We keep playing them back. So tonight, we're playing back the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I got to take a nap midnight tonight. So I can stay up late.
Here on Z100, you stay up late for Backstreet Boys. You'd do that, wouldn't you, Froggy? Let's get into the three things you need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, what's going on right now?
All right. Well, you guys kind of touched on it, but we are going to have some gnarly weather coming our way. A big storm is going to bring heavy rain, thunder, lightning, damaging winds up to 70 miles an hour. So experts are saying make sure that you keep everything charged that needs to stay charged in case power lines go down. You'll still have some juice in your phone if you need it. And how about this? Despite Mayor de Blasio saying that New York City schools were going to stay closed for the rest of the year, Governor Cuomo said, nah, I don't know about that. It's my decision to make. It could change. And yesterday, sadly, was the sixth straight day for more than 700 people passing away in New York State. The governor said that the number of daily ICU admissions and intubations is going down, though. So there's some good news there. And how about this for a crazy story? Nurses at New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital left at the end of their overnight shift and found that their tires had been slashed while they were inside saving lives. New York police said that the tires of 22 different vehicles were slashed. They did arrest somebody. He had a small amount of PCP on him when he was arrested. Oh, but there's good news in all of this because hospital officials said that they were going to pay for the damages. So those nurses aren't going to be out too much. But who would do that to the nurses while they're out saving lives?
Someone on PCP. Bad. Stop doing PCP. Yeah. I command you.
No PCP.
Put down during that quarantine. PCP. Don't ever do it. Stop doing PCP. This is a great time to kick the PCP habit. What do you say? I know it's easier said than done. Hey, another shout out to everyone who's working in drug rehabilitation centers and in therapies and things like that. Mm-hmm. Keep doing what you're doing. You're very important, especially that guy that slashed tires, nurses, cars, asshole. I mean, jerk, whatever he is. Don't hit the button. We're fun to say the a-hole. All right, it is Z100. Let's take a break. We're coming back with our live bonus hour for you.
100, 200.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, this is the bonus hour. It is raining all sorts of things out there, and the wind keeps picking up. It is kind of scary. I just saw a second tree fall in the last 10 minutes. Just letting you know. This is the view of out my window.
That's not good.
No, it's not. So yesterday, you know, out here in New Jersey, in the middle of nowhere, we have this pheasant. It's a male pheasant. I've shown you videos. I've actually posted him on my Instagram. He's out in my front yard every day looking for a female. He wants to mate, okay? Every day, he's out there. I never see a female walk by.
Now, how do you know he's looking for a female?
I don't know. He wants to mate, so they usually do look for females in the pheasant world. Yeah, don't try to gay bird shame me. I'm not into that. Now, so you know what? Here's what Alex does, the prankster. He looks up on his phone. He looks up the sounds of a female pheasant mating call, and he goes outside and plays it. Yeah, he goes outside and plays it for the male pheasant out front. We have a name for him. We call him Fezzy. The pheasant. He's out there. His little head pops up. Whoop. He's like, he hears the female coming out of Alex's iPhone, and Alex is totally like bird teasing the pheasant. I think that it's just so awful.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Isn't that cruel?
That was kind of fun.
I kind of hope that pheasant tries to mate with Alex when he's holding the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to hold Alex down while you give it to him. Bang him. Get him, Fezzy. Oh, wow. It's so funny. As we do this bonus hour, a lot of people have been up since the time we woke up this morning, getting to work and getting stuff done. A lot of people are just rolling out of bed. I just got a text from someone saying, hey, love the bonus show. Just rolled out of the bed. Well, good. Good morning. Welcome to another day. Oh, Danielle. Danielle, are your kids online? Because your microphone's doing its thing.
I don't think so. Not yet. Oh, my mom just texted me. She just lost power in her house with all the rain and stuff happening. No. Yeah, so I think that's coming.
Where does she live?
She lives in Westchester.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be losing power off and on today. Mm-hmm. So that'll make the pandemic a lot more fun. Let's just talk that everyone who's out there doing the emergency work that we need done right now, they have the power they need. I'll happily give up my power. You take the power. You need that. Line 24 is Mark, who is out there doing essential work. Let's see what he's up to. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Morning, Elvis. How are we doing?
Doing okay, Mark. Welcome to Z100 in the bonus hour. Who do you want to shout out to?
I want to shout out to my wife, Shannon. She's an EMT down in Lakewood, New Jersey. She's, I'm extraordinarily proud of her, what she does. And, you know, she never hesitates. She's always there to help. It's funny that she actually just made the front page of the Asbury Park Press today. They did a big interview with them and the guys that she works with. And I'm just like super proud of everything that she does for, you know, work and at home and everything that she does.
Wow. Now you're telling us that. Do you say that to her? I mean, do you say, hey, I got to say,
every single day, aww, I tell her how proud I am and how lucky I am to have her in our lives.
Wow. You know what? Having someone in your life to tell you how amazing you are and how proud they are of you, it really charges your batteries. And you know what, Mark, you know, kudos to you because you have that relationship with her and you let her know how much she means to you and everyone in the community, that gives her the power to go out and get it done. So you're to be thanked as well. You know, that's wonderful. I love hearing that.
Yeah, I'm extraordinarily proud of her. She's a wonderful mother. She's an absolutely amazing person. She's just a all around an amazing woman. She's so kind hearted and she never stops or hesitates to help people.
Wow. Tell you what I'm going to do.
Wow.
I'm glad you reached out to us, Mark, to talk about this extraordinary wife you have. You are officially our underdog of the day. You and your wife. You're a pair of underdogs. And I tell you, this is a good thing. There are people out there who are working their butt off every day to save lives and to keep us moving, to pick up sanitation, trash, and the whole list, the truckers, everything. The list goes on and on, the pharmacies. But what your wife is doing, what she's doing is amazing. She's an underdog and she needs to be congratulated with this check for $1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing.
You know, our friend Alicia Keys has the song Underdog, which we love. We play it every day here on Z100 many times. Maybe you've heard it. Because of Alicia Keys and that song, we are recognizing the underdogs that listen to Z100 and $1,000 come in your way. So you can take her out for a great dinner or many of them once this is all over with. Okay.
Yeah, well, once this is all over, I hope to do a lot for her because, like I said, she does a lot for everybody else. So.
Aww. Wow. That's so cool. Mark, it's a pleasure meeting you. Anyone want to say something to Mark?
I just love you, Mark, and the fact that you recognize that your wife does so much. It's so, so amazing. I just, you know, he's such a great guy.
It's about time that the EMTs in this world really, to me, I feel like they kind of get the short end of the stick and they kind of get left in the wind. And it's about time that they're recognized for what they do. Because, I mean, they're honestly your first true line of defense. I'm not taking anything away from the nurses and doctors. I have many of those in my life that I love very much and are out there working, but I think the EMTs need a little bit of recognition for once.
Well, Mark, well, you just did it. You just did a great job. Hold on one second. We'll get some information from you and we'll tell your wife. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. What do you think, Gandhi?
I think not only is he super lucky to be married to a woman like that, but we are all so lucky that people like that exist, because looking at all of this and actually trying to analyze myself, I don't know that I would be able to do it. And I look at these people who are putting themselves in harm's way every day to keep us safe, and I just have so much respect for them. So if you're still listening, please pass that on to your wife.
There you go. Froggy, what do you think? Your microphone's not on. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello, boy. hello.
Yes. Yes, Froggy. Take
when
two.
When you go to the grocery store and you see a cashier or you see some person who's bagging the groceries or you see the people behind the cash register at customer service, say thank you to them. Those people are risking their lives every single day by having people coming in. They don't know if they're infected themselves. If they, you know, Elvis is right when he said, assume everybody has it so that you stay protected. But people that just somebody at the grocery store, say thank you to them. Every single essential worker, takeout person, say thank you.
They're risking their lives. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. And sometimes they'll look up at you and go, what? What'd you just say? You were just nice to me, which means maybe not enough people are being nice to them. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love the fact that we look at them differently now. Like they're so much more important than we had ever looked at them before. We just didn't realize it. It's just so
we need to. It's one of the good things. It's the silver lining that comes out of such a god awful situation. You know what? Look for the helpers, as Mr. Rogers told us. Hey, switching gears in Portland, Oregon. Now, this is working together. This is a partnership. Nicole Hudson had never met her upstairs neighbor, Philip Kirkland. They finally did while they were both leaning outside their windows and clamping and banging pots for the healthcare workers at 7 o'clock, right? They started talking. Philip upstairs, Nicole downstairs. Philip asked Nicole if she'd like to try the wine he was drinking. She said, absolutely. He told her, hold out your glass. And I don't know how sanitary this is, but he managed to pour he actually used the bottle. He poured the white wine into her glass from a whole floor above while hanging out over the balcony.
Oh my God.
That's accuracy.
Didn't spill a drop. So the neighbors are becoming friends and they're doing the drinking challenges in their buildings. As long as they're staying safe and not falling over or pouring some saliva into other people's mouths.
Don't fall over. It's about working together.
Yeah, that's not good. Also, for those of you who have always wanted to get into meditation, you know, I'm a firm believer in meditation. I know it works and you just trust me. It's worked for me. It can work for you. There's this new app that makes it possible for you to meditate on the toilet if you want.
Oh,
A lot of people their only alone time in a house with quarantined relatives or roommates is the toilet time. Do you agree?
Yes.
Especially parents with little kids, like that's their only escape. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah. There's an app called Clementine. It's filled with meditation sessions that last about 5 minutes, which is enough time for you to like get in there, do your business and get out. And it uses a form of hypnosis to quickly engage your brain. You get into this meditative state. It helps you de-stress. And then you wipe and flush and wash your hands. So if you're interested, you can download the app for your iPhone. It's about 50 cents a month. That's the subscription fee, 50 cents a month for Clementine. Oh. So I don't know if I'm doing my business and I go into a meditative state, I'm afraid I'm going to, you know. Make sure you're sitting down so you don't miss the bowl. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, you don't want to do this while you're driving. Maybe you should think twice about doing it while you're taking a poo.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Let's get into this hour's Danielle report. You got lots to do on your list. I can see your big bulging list. What's up, Danielle?
All right, so I don't know if you saw Diddy yesterday. He launched his Team Love Dance-a-thon, and it's basically support for healthcare workers and frontline responders. And he had different celebrities joining him, and he had J-Lo and A-Rod at one point joining him. And if you remember, Jennifer Lopez used to date Diddy, right, back in the day. So we find out that A-Rod is actually a huge fan of Diddy. It was really, really cute. But the entire time that she's talking to him, she's calling him Puffy. So J-Lo kept calling him Puffy because back in the day when they were together, he was always Puffy. So, you know, he's changed his name several times. And now we do know him as Diddy. The Weeknd, After Hours, is number one for a third week in a row. So congratulations to him. I know he's very happy. Your Friends reunion has been delayed. You know that. But all episodes of the original Friends will live on HBO Max in May when it launches. But I am hearing that the cast may have recorded a mock rehearsal of the reunion on Zoom. It's not official. If they did do it, we don't know if we're ever going to see it or maybe a piece of it. I don't know. But that is the rumor that is out there right now. The Masked Singer will be different this week. Fox will air a 2-hour sing-along. It will have have lyrics for you so you can sing some of your favorite songs from the Masked Singer. I know there's a lot of sing-alongs this weekend. On Thursday, we're going to get a Disney sing-along. That's going to be a lot of fun. Britney Spears has given us her quarantine routine. She says meditation, prayer, and working out. She said the power of thought is very crucial right now. Putting out good vibes, no matter what is going on, putting out good vibes, and she says God will do the rest. And Prince Harry has officially given up his royal title. He is no longer His Royal Highness. So when you meet him and come across him, I guess that means you don't have to bow or anything, right? Didn't you used to have to bow or something when you met a royal person?
Him. I would do a curtsy when Harry
still
walked by. Yeah, a deep, deep curtsy to show how much I really, truly respect him.
I'm sure that's what you would want to do. And Ben Affleck teamed up with Feeding America over the weekend. He put on a celebrity poker tournament for charity. You had Sarah Silverman, John Hamm, Adam Sandler, Matt Damon. They were all there. And they raised $1.2 million for coronavirus relief. So a lot of money there. Liam Payne did an interview with about One Direction's 10th anniversary coming. Can you believe that it'll be 10 years that we had One Direction almost for 10 years? And the boys have actually been speaking a lot. And he won't tell us exactly what they've been talking about. He says, I'm not sure how much I can tell you. So that makes everybody go, oh, does that mean we're getting a One Direction reunion? I don't know. It could be. So we'll see. Time will tell and we'll see. And Sophie Turner did Joe Jonas's makeup over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that, but little eyebrow action, some purple eyeshadow. You know, this is what you're doing while you're home. You're doing each other's makeup. Tonight on television, The Bachelor presents Listen to Your Heart. It is a musical version of The Bachelor. We are running out of ideas, people. And TMZ investigates the Tiger King. That's going on tonight on Fox. What really went down, behind the scenes action. The Voice is on. You also have Songland. Undiscovered songwriters pitch original material to Lady Antebellum. This is going to be pretty cool. And if you're interested in a podcast, episode 100 of Serial Killers with our boy, who the hell's on that? That would be
Scotty B and Andrew.
And Scotty B. Thank you. Andrew and Scotty B. Total brain fart just now. Scotty B and Andrew.
Now you know how it feels.
Episode 100 of Serial Killers. Okay, love you.
I've been brain farting for years. It just gets worse and worse. I don't know.
So you were talking about how J-Lo called him Puff, and that's so strange.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's science, but I think there's a direct correlation between somebody's age and how they refer to Diddy. Because
yes.
You got the Puff Daddy, Puff, Puffy, P. Diddy, and Diddy, and it spanned like 25 years, if not longer. So J-Lo and A-Rod, they're on the higher end.
Seriously, I call him Sean. How old am I?
You're his mother.
Sean. Yes.
Oh my God. you know what? Something you said is very true, Froggy. I still think we've got a long way to go with this pandemic, and we've got to take it seriously. We should never give up because you know how we are. Short-term memory. We're like, oh, well, I mean, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. No.
Right.
We should still be as vigilant now as we were a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And you really should assume everyone has it. And you should assume
you have it too. I heard somebody yesterday go, it's been so long, I haven't gotten it. I'm not getting it. I'm like, it doesn't work that way.
You know what?
Oh my God.
That would be worse to get it now whenever it's supposed to be getting better. No, you're going to get it. If you don't have it, you can easily get it. It hasn't stopped. Mm-hmm. It's still as bad as it was. So you will get it if you do not take care, or you could give it to someone else. Don't be selfish. Take care of other people. What, Scary?
You know, I thought about this long and hard, and I don't mind losing my April and May if I know that Memorial Day weekend, when the shores and the beaches could open on time, if they could, that would be a perfect world for me. If I could get, I want to be down at Jenks. I want to go down to Belmar. I want to be able to be there from June. But that's why I don't mind sacrificing now and staying home all through May. A quarantine.
Hey, he's
got
to go to Jenks, everybody.
I'm going to sacrifice now so I can go to Jenks.
You know, another 5 weeks. I'll do this for another 5 weeks. Let's go.
Pump and dance at Jenks.
5 weeks of self-quarantine.
Okay, I hear you, Scary. Very noble of you. And I agree. And you know what? I hope that's everyone's wish. We all want to be able to get back out there. But I don't want to go out until it's time. Otherwise, it's going to come back. Or we don't know what it's going to do. We all think we know. But we're told by Fauci and all the people who do know, it could come back. If you don't, just We need a vaccine is what we need. And that's going to be a while off. But anyway, with all that said, take care of yourself, take care of everyone else, and understand that you have a lot of people going into work in hospitals and pharmacies and deliveries. And you know, and there's such a chance that they could get infected while they're working to keep America moving and to keep America alive. And then if this is your relative who's off doing it, someone that you're living with, they bring it home and they could give it to you. And you know, there are so many different factors. There are so many moving parts with this thing. And it's like playing the world's most difficult, treacherous video game. You never know who's going to come around the corner and just bam, you know, it's just like, you never know how you're going to get it or if you had it or if you're going to get it. We don't know.
Right.
So I think living a life is if you have it and if everyone else has it too, how more safe can you be? Am I being death, doom, and destruction, man?
Nope. No, not at all.
Get out of my way. I'm death, doom, and destruction, man. Anyway. Let's take a break. We are doing the bonus hour on Z100. We'll be
back. Got Z100.
Yeah, we have a problem. Yes, we will deal with it. Yes, we will overcome it. But let's find our better selves in doing it.
And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Oh, am I on? Oh, hi. I don't know. I can't hear anything. Hi, we're broadcasting from home. Can you tell? Z100, let's start out with your weather real quick because it's a big story today, right, Scary?
That's right. Rain, heavy downpours in the area. That's going to be till 7 o'clock tonight. And gusting winds past 60, 70 miles an hour in some spots and flooding in the usual areas. And a high of 66. And right now it's 58 and it's still raining.
So you may lose your power today. So as Gandhi was saying earlier, charge it up. Charge everything up to the max so you can have something to play with when the power's off. Line 23 is Dr. Jacob. Dr. Jacob on line 23 is finishing his shift in the ER right now. You were there all night. You've seen all sorts of things. You're working with COVID patients in the hospital. What are you seeing, Dr. Jacob? What are your thoughts and your personal feelings?
Well, first, I want to thank you guys for having me on. Thanks, Elvis, for your perspective on your gloom, doom, and destruction. I think you're not those things, but spot on that treating everybody as if they have it and treating yourself like you have it and keeping that social isolation is the best thing we can do. We are seeing a lot of COVID. I work in Michigan. We are seeing a lot less patients in the ER because people are afraid to come in general, but the ones that come in have been a lot sicker because of the COVID crisis.
Wow. How about the staff? I know you are surrounded by all sorts of driven professionals who consider this something they have to do. It's their life's work. How's their spirit? I mean, how's your spirit? How are you doing?
It's great. Actually, it's been one of the most uplifting things about this whole thing is I work with a great group of people from our other doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, and, you know, a lot of other staff, too many to name, honestly, that are all just wonderful people that are coming to work, risking their lives, doing what they have to do to keep people safe. And like you said, it is a calling and it's great. It's I guess one of the silver linings that you spoke of earlier to see all the great work people are doing.
And let's not forget it. When we are past this, let's not forget all these people who saved our lives. Dr. Jacob, thank you so much for being on with us today. And please be safe. And as Dr. Jacob would remind you, wash your hands and stop touching your face. There you go. I did it for you. All right, Dr. Jacob, thank you so much. Please take care of yourself. Let's go talk to Frank on line 24, an NYPD officer up in the South Bronx. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show. Welcome to Z100. It's good to have you on today.
Hey, Elvis, how you doing, man? And everyone, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We're doing very well. Tell everyone what you're doing. Reps for responders. Explain that to everyone. I think it's very cool.
All right, cool. So Reps for Responders is a nonprofit gym over in Rockin County. And it's for free for any first responders or military, active, volunteer, or retired.
Right. And I'm assuming that you're closed down temporarily, so you're offering some workouts on Zoom and stuff like that?
Right. So we were open March 9th, and we shut down. We had to shut down, but we originally opened because of, unfortunately, the suicide rate last year and what's going on for mental health. So that's what we were taking a stance against. But then, of course, the whole COVID thing happened, you know?
Yeah, I know. And that's important work. You know, we were losing a lot of members and past members of the NYPD taking their lives. And it's just a sad, sad, sad situation. The mental health for everyone is so important. But these are the men and women who put their lives on the line for us every day anyway. We shouldn't have to worry about them not feeling good mentally. You know, we should be worrying if no one's helping them. And I think what your gym is doing is a perfect example of part of the good solutions. And Frank, thank you. So if you're saying you're only open for NYPD officers and who else?
Nope, sorry. So it's open for all first responders and military, active, volunteer, retired. And it's open gym. And we also are getting involved in running a support group twice a week. I'm in recovery myself from alcohol for 200 days. So that's a very big thing to me.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I think working out, eating healthy, psychotherapy, and trying to, use those coping mechanisms will have a nice and a really good career. Because, like you said, you know, we're humans too, right? I don't just go home.
Absolutely.
And I'm not like the Terminator and rest up and heal up. We first responders have car accidents, family disputes, and we're all people too. And we're out there, especially during these times, and we're here to help. And I'm trying to get back to my first responders in general, because we all need some help too, you know, Elvis.
Well, and you know what? And you deserve it. And it's because you're human, and it's because that you could admit that you're vulnerable like the rest of us that makes you more special and more relatable to all of us. And what you do is just, it's God's work. So again, the gym is not physically open, but open for this and support groups as well on online. Is there any way to get in touch with your Reps for Responders organization? What's the best and easiest way to explain it to the listeners?
Yeah, oh, sure. The easiest way, I guess, is definitely Instagram, reps_for_responders, and then reps for responders at gmail.com. And we do Zoom classes, and every Sunday night I run a support group at 7 p.m., and it's literally just first responders going around the circle, talking and letting things out, and that's it. You know, that's for first responders and military only. But the Zoom classes is for anybody, not just first responders. We're giving it out to free for anybody right now.
I love that. All right. I think we wrote all that down. We're going to put that up at ElvisDuran.com. Also, we're going to send it out through Elvis Duran Show on Instagram and Twitter as soon as we can get it typed up and out. Allie, I don't know if you're listening to us. But to you, Frank, thank you for reaching out and letting us know you're doing this, because this is very important work you're doing. And you should be very, very, very proud of yourself and give yourself a pat on the back. Thank you so much. I know it's part of your healing as well.
Oh, Elvis, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I hope you remember when we were at the pier, I gave you that NYPD hat. That was me. Rocked that with pride, baby. That was me, Elvis.
Absolutely. I still have it. That's so cool. It's good talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much for everything, and I appreciate you guys supporting first responders. And like you said, Elvis, you hit it on the head. We're all human, and right now, we're all in this together. So thank you, guys. Love you, guys. Have a good day.
Love you, too, Frank. Thank you very much. And there you have it, another bonus hour on Z100. And here comes that stupid music we play. You guys, please have a safe, safe day. We've got to get out of here. And we'll have another bonus hour starting at 10 o'clock again tomorrow here on Z100. Till tomorrow, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody. Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed. Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.